And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado has a new poet laureate, Crisosto Apache of Lakewood. Over the next 2 years, Apache hopes to bring poetry to classrooms, farms, and shelters. The idea is to cut through the formality.
The more I write and the more I think about what poetry is, you can go walk down the street and envision a poetry reading. A lot of Chinese monks were poets. Li Bo was one of them who would just write poetry on rocks and trees and in the ground.
Colorado has had a poet laureate since 1919. Apache is the first indigenous person in the role. It was formerly held by Andrea Gibson, who died of cancer. A CU Boulder professor was working for NASA 40 years ago today when the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after liftoff. 7 astronauts were killed, including teacher Christina McAuliffe. Critics say NASA went forward with the launch despite warnings from engineers. David Klaus, an aerospace engineer at Boulder, wasn't part of the Challenger team at the time. He says important lessons were learned from the disaster.
The loss of Challenger, I think, really upped the awareness of the safety culture at NASA and made sure that everyone was on board with the decisions that were being made up and down the ranks.
On Saturday, CU Boulder's Air Force ROTC will march to mark the 40th anniversary of the tragedy. Happening now, Excel hearings at 4 o'clock. This is CPR News.